poverty, history. It's all over the radio, net and TV. Us politicians really care, but first let's make them really scared, so they'll forget about hunger and third world debt. Think the nasty terrorists wanna chop off their heads. Think they've got an enemy, peace is gone. Kingstar Limited, rig up the bomb. Explosions simultaneous. For an hour they said it's a power failure. Another bomb rips the roof off a bus. Now it's pretty clear to us. 700 injured, 56 dead. Minor gap, a policeman said. Metal point upwards to indicate the bombs were planted under the train. For no apparent reason, blew up outside Tavistock Royal Institution. 100-year-old mind control organization. State sponsored subliminal mind alteration. Inside joke, but I'm not laughing. It wasn't Blair's kids whose faces got smashed. And lots of the details, look at the evidence. Fight for justice, make a stand for the victims. And while high ranking officials placed suspiciously high put options on the London Underground and bus services that day, a 1,000-man strong team conducted terror exercise drills with the exact same scenario as what happened. Four suicide bombers hitting three trains and a bus, precisely the same locations at the exact same times. Scotland Yard warned the Israeli embassy in London of an imminent terrorist attack. They in turn promptly ordered Israeli Finance Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to stay in his hotel on Tavistock Square when the last bomb detonated. The UK government knew exactly what was going on. There were prior warnings from Pakistan, France, the US, Saudi Arabia and Spain. It was more than convenient at a time when the public was strongly against the escalating war in the Middle East, as well as the domestic crackdown here on our doorstep. If you want things to change, research, ask questions, demand answers. We need a fully independent public inquiry into what really happened that day. Wake up, it's time for change.